Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Icons are, as you know, not realistic portraits in the modern sense, but they are aids to worship. Their function is to point the worshipper to the one who is worshipped, to the reality that lies behind and beyond the image on the surface. Icons of the Virgin Mary point us to Jesus because that is what Our Lady does. She points us to Jesus. And this style of icon is in fact very ancient, dating back to the time when Christians were a persecuted group meeting in secret in the catacombs of Rome. To illustrate their faith, these early Christians would choose subjects like a shepherd, a group of people having a meal, or like this one, a veiled woman with her arms outstretched in prayer. Nothing to arouse the suspicion of the authorities here, for the message, like the woman, is veiled. Who is she? Well, we say straight away, of course, she is Mary. And so she is, but she is more. From earliest days, the Christians had portrayed the church as a woman, and she is lifting up her arms in prayer, which is what the church does. Being veiled, she is perhaps a bride, Mary, the bride of Joseph, the church, the bride of Christ. But there is more. Look at the figure in the medallion on her belly. If she is Mary, then clearly that is Jesus. She is Theotokos, the God-bearer. She carried him with her wherever she went for those 9 months. And is it any wonder then that Elizabeth's baby leapt in his mother's womb when his God came near? And the church now is the body in which Christ is carried. In some of his parables, Jesus refers to the kingdom growing secretly and unseen, like a seed in the earth. Just as for 9 months, the divine word was growing silently and unseen in Mary's womb. Or Christ is the unseen presence when the church gathers for prayer and worship. He is the unseen participant, agent, motivator when people act towards each other out of generous love, out of a spirit of forgiveness, when healing and reconciliation are happening. Many sad places of the world, that is where the church is Theotokos, the God-bearer, carrying God's presence in the work of Heart Design, Tear Fund, Sesame's Fund, and also as individual Christians, perhaps unseen and hidden, go about being disciples of Christ. As Mary carried Jesus in her womb, so we carry him in our words, in our deeds, in our prayers. actually an icon about prayer. Mary here is the sign, and the sign is another translation of the word icon. She is the sign of the church at prayer. And the prayer of the church carries us into the presence of Jesus. Yet there is more. The Christ child in Mary's bosom, in the bosom of the church, is also praying. When the church prays, then Christ is praying in her. As Jesus said, when two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst of them, as we see portrayed here in this icon. And to go further, the icon is also telling us that prayer is rooted in the life of the church. It grows within her, not of her own will, but by that of Christ. As a child grows within his mother's womb, for that is its purpose. And there is yet more. The very hiddenness of the divine word in the womb of his mother must surely reflect the praying life of the church. Must surely reflect where that praying life is to be found. Is it in those who are themselves hidden? Perhaps because they have little visibility or standing or status in the eyes of the world. The humble and meek, the lonely and the hungry, of whom Mary sang as she carried in her womb the Word made flesh. The Word who in her womb was wordless and without speech, like those whose voices are not heard today. Are these the ones for whom God has a special concern? The ones who are icons of Christ, praying within his church, and at the same time shaping her prayer? Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. That is what we ask of the church, for that is what she is for, as she carries the Christ who prays in her, so she prays for us poor sinners, now and in all eternity. Amen.